Test 2. Listening. Part 1.
There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. What will the boy take back to the shop?
Did you get everything you wanted?
I did. In fact, I only needed to go into one shop. I'd seen a T-shirt in the window and I got the last one in the sale. And some shorts to match. I bought this jacket too, but I'm not sure if I like it.
Oh, it looks great. I'd keep it. But those shorts are a horrible colour. I should change them.
You're right. They look different in the shop.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. Where will they meet?
Oh, I'm tired of sitting in this traffic queue. Do you mind if I get out here because I want to go to the library? When you've parked the car, I'll see you in the cafe. You know, the one next to the swimming pool.
OK. I think I'll try the car park behind the swimming pool. Then I won't have far to walk back. See you later then.
Bye.
Now listen again.
Oh, I'm tired of sitting in this traffic queue. Do you mind if I get out here because I want to go to the library? When you've parked the car, I'll see you in the cafe. You know, the one next to the swimming pool.
OK. I think I'll try the car park behind the swimming pool. Then I won't have far to walk back. See you later then.
Bye.
Two. What is the woman looking for?
Good morning, madam. Can I help you?
Oh, yes. My daughter left her coat on the bus yesterday. It's dark blue with a wide belt and a large collar, and it's got 2 big pockets on the front. She left her purse in one of them, unfortunately.
I'll see if we've got a coat like that. Just a minute.
Now listen again.
Good morning, madam. Can I help you?
Oh, yes. My daughter left her coat on the bus yesterday. It's dark blue with a wide belt and a large collar, and it's got 2 big pockets on the front. She left her purse in one of them, unfortunately.
I'll see if we've got a coat like that. Just a minute.
Three. Which photograph are they looking at?
I took this on the way up before we reached the forest. You can see the village where we were staying, look. When we got to the top of the mountain, I took lots of photos because there was a wonderful view of the sea from up there. But unfortunately, those ones were no good. Something went wrong with the camera.
Now listen again.
I took this on the way up before we reached the forest. You can see the village where we were staying, look. When we got to the top of the mountain, I took lots of photos because there was a wonderful view of the sea from up there. But unfortunately, those ones were no good. Something went wrong with the camera.
Four. Where is the boy's flat?
Hi, is Misha there?
No, sorry, he's not. Can I take a message?
Yes, please. He's coming to see my new flat tomorrow and I need to give him directions. Can you tell him when he gets off the bus, he needs to cross the road and take the first turning on the right, then the second turning on the left? My flat is just before the roundabout on the right-hand side.
OK, I've got that. I'll tell him.
Now listen again.
Hi, is Misha there?
No, sorry, he's not. Can I take a message?
Yes, please. He's coming to see my new flat tomorrow and I need to give him directions. Can you tell him when he gets off the bus, he needs to cross the road and take the first turning on the right, then the second turning on the left? My flat is just before the roundabout on the right-hand side.
OK, I've got that. I'll tell him.
Five. Who is coming to stay with the girl?
My aunt's coming to visit us at the weekend. She's bringing my twin cousins. They're six. They were babies last time I saw them, and it was really hard work for all of us because they used to cry a lot then. I'm really looking forward to seeing them again because they live in New York, so I don't see them much. My uncle has to stay behind because he has to work, and Joe, their teenage son, has decided to stay with him, so that's a shame. I won't see them this time.
Now listen again.
My aunt's coming to visit us at the weekend. She's bringing my twin cousins. They're six. They were babies last time I saw them, and it was really hard work for all of us because they used to cry a lot then. I'm really looking forward to seeing them again because they live in New York, so I don't see them much. My uncle has to stay behind because he has to work, and Joe, their teenage son, has decided to stay with him. So that's a shame. I won't see them this time.
Six. What was the weather like on Tom's holiday?
How was your holiday, Tom? You had lovely weather, didn't you?
Well, actually, it was much better here. We left here in bright sunshine, but we didn't see the sun again for the whole week. It didn't actually rain, but it was very cloudy.
What about the hotel?
Oh, there was a lovely view from our room. The hotel staff said it had rained a lot the week before, so we were lucky.
Now listen again.
How was your holiday, Tom? You had lovely weather, didn't you?
Well, actually, it was much better here. We left here in bright sunshine, but we didn't see the sun again for the whole week. It didn't actually rain, but it was very cloudy.
What about the hotel?
Oh, there was a lovely view from our room. The hotel staff said it had rained a lot the week before, so we were lucky.
Seven. Where is the desk now?
You look tired, Alice.
Oh, I am. I've moved all the furniture around in my bedroom. I used to have my desk behind the door, but I decided to move it.
So where have you put it?
I tried it under the big window, but it was too sunny there to study. So I put it under the little window opposite the door.
Now listen again.
You look tired, Alice.
Oh, I am. I've moved all the furniture around in my bedroom. I used to have my desk behind the door, but I decided to move it.
So where have you put it?
I tried it under the big window, but it was too sunny there to study. So I've put it under the little window opposite the door.
That is the end of part one.